Marlene Hutchinson, and welcome to Tips for Guitar Playing Success. As many of you know, I've been sharing my guitar playing tips every Thursday for more than 10 years. It's been my way to hopefully help you stay motivated, be inspired, and continue expanding your guitar playing journey. If you're interested in more learning resources, go to my website, marlenesmusic.com. And for anyone who's listening and feeling like you're missing out on all the guitar playing fun, you can easily get started with my super simple Learn to Play Guitar in a Day course. Now, on to today's tip. This podcast is brought to you in part by Gator. Whether you just need a bag to gig with on the weekends, or a frequent flyer needing a flight-friendly TSA series case, or a dedicated road warrior bringing your instruments on tour, Gator has a solution for you. For the stuff you love, guard it with Gator. Today's tip is play traditional Irish songs for St. Patrick's Day. Luck of the Irish, you can learn to play a couple of simple traditional Irish songs on your guitar. So brush off your emerald attire and prepare to perform a couple of popular Irish folk songs at your St. Patrick's Day festivities. In this episode, I'll share the stories behind these traditional songs and provide you with playing tips to help you make these songs your own. As always, I love to give a shout out to my listeners around the world. So this week, hello and thank you to those of you listening in Ireland, Argentina, Spain, Cambodia, and Iceland. By the way, if you leave a positive review, I'll give you a shout out in a future episode. The first song is called Molly Malone, also known as Cockles and Muscles, and In Dublin's Fair City. It's a beloved traditional Irish folk song with a rich history dating back to the 19th century. The story of Molly Malone lies in a tale set in the streets of Dublin, Ireland. The song tells of a fictional story of a young fishmonger who sells her cockles and mussels. She is portrayed as a spirited, beloved figure among the locals. She tragically dies of a fever at a young age. Her death gives the song a sense of loss and serves as a reminder of the fragility of life. It has been recorded by numerous artists, including the Dubliners, Pete Seeger, Danny Kaye, and Sinead O'Connor. This song lends itself beautifully to guitar accompaniment. It's played in a 6/8 time signature using the chords C, A minor, D, D minor, G, and E minor. The song Molly Malone is a slow ballad to be played at 56 beats per minute, and it's essential to pay attention to the dynamics and phrasing of this song. A simple strum or a tender picking pattern fits well with this song, so listeners can fully immerse themselves in the lyrics and emotions of the story. The other song, Whiskey in a Jar, is another traditional Irish song. It's a tale of adventure and rebellion set in the 17th century. This story is said to celebrate the exploits of the Irish highwaymen who roamed the mountains of County Cork and carried challenging authority and robbing from English landlords. Revered as national heroes, they became the inspiration for the verses about resilience and the Irish spirit. It's been recorded by many artists, including the Dubliners, Thin Lizzy, the Pogues, Metallica, and Bryan Adams. This spirited song features a few basic chords, G, E minor, C, and D. It's a 4/4 time signature song to be played at 104 beats per minute. I recommend you play it with a brisk strumming pattern, like something you might hear in an Irish pub. I like to play this song with a fast calypso, but try different strumming patterns to find the one that best fits your interpretation of this song. By the way, your listeners are likely to be tapping their toes and singing along, especially with the choruses. If you'd like the links to these two songs, go to my Thursday Tips blog at marlenesmusic.com. Also, if you're interested in learning a few more Irish songs, check out my previous St. Patrick's Day songs episodes on March 11th, 2021 and March 16th, 2023. So with the Wearin' o' the Green, let's raise our glasses high, strike up the chords, and toast to the timeless songs of Molly Malone and Whiskey in a Jar. Happy St. Patrick's Day! I hope this episode's tip has helped you to continue expanding your guitar playing skills and knowledge. If you'd like to learn more, please check out the many learning resources available at marlenesmusic.com. Thank you for joining today's podcast, and as I like to say, play on!